Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You feel me?
And we got fucking Capri Suns
And
today,
we got
bro.
Capri
The
Suns.
best flavor,
No
too.
Capri Suns. You know what it is? We gonna name shout Capri Suns because they've been here, nigga.
Bro, my whole
they've been
life.
Here longer than a lot of you niggas been here.
Shit, longer than I've been here.
They've been in my life a lot longer than a lot of you niggas been here.
That's straight facts.
And more importantly, they ain't switched up.
Mm-mm. It's been consistent.
You feel me? Message.
This is the Durag discussion.
Damn, bro, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?
Deuce, deuce.
You feel me?
Yeah, we back, man. It's been a long-ass Durag Discussions week.
Yes.
It's just been a week.
You know how we do. We come, we go. We come back. We always come back.
Yeah.
We
always
make always it
come
home.
Back.
Always make
That's
it
facts.
Home.
That's facts.
It is the middle of Western and Eastern Conference Finals, so
but game one,
if we get a little quiet.
Yeah.
But Atlanta and Milwaukee is playing game one right now.
At the Eastern Conference.
Who you got, real quick?
Atlanta.
Thank you.
Like, my family from Georgia. What you thought?
I don't know if I'm repping Atlanta, but I'm repping Trae Young.
No. I'm not repping them. I'm repping where my family's from. But that motherfucker Trae Young is going to get the job done.
I'm feeling it.
He will.
Nah, he's nice, bro.
Yeah, I believe in him more than I believe in Giannis. Yeah.
And they whole team just got that attitude at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I trust in them.
I do too. At least to get through them.
What in the team?
I got them and the Suns. That's who I'm.
Yeah, fuck
I see,
y'all, bro.
Shit, I bet on
the
Suns. Nope. Try again, bud.
You know what? I'm gonna say fuck the Clips. The Suns are probably most likely gonna beat us because they already up two. They're gonna beat us.
Y'all heard what
because
this man just
what?
Said? As a Clippers fan, he
but
said,
you know
"Fuck
what?
The Clips."
I said the same thing to the fucking Dodgers, and you know what happened that year? The 2 years, I was like, let's go, man. We got this shit.
They lost.
We lost.
Duh.
In the big one.
Mm-hmm.
In a big way.
Guess who came back, though? They got that shit.
The third time, you feel me?
And like we hear.
So then, that was the year. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, man, these niggas are like, show me. Fuck y'all. Show up, nigga. I'm tired of nigga repping this. What?
I feel that.
And the niggas came, so I'm like, all right, we good.
It's not happening in this case, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I can bet you a million on that.
Paul George needs grabby nuts.
What nuts? That nigga missed two free throws. How you gonna miss two free throws? Free throws. Two in the clutch.
That is slander.
I have to get, bro. I didn't even mean for this to go like this.
I mean.
But like,
I didn't want this to take this turn either.
This motherfucker is a professional basketball player, a shooting guard.
You're damn right.
You fucking shoot the ball to get paid.
Right.
Free throws, my G. You can't make
to grab his nuts. That's what I've been saying.
Where?
He was nice when he was with Indiana. He was nice when he was with OKC.
We know he could play basketball very well.
So that's what I'm saying. He just need to fucking take a hold of his shit. Like,
it's his brain he needs to take control of. He could hoop.
He can.
He just can't use this, bro.
Because then he would drop 35 and then go and miss some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's
exactly.
Like, nigga, really, bro?
Exactly. Like,
really?
What the fuck was all that for?
Exactly. If you use this for the trip and fall on your face at the end
like,
of
you've been
all
doing
shit.
It all game?
Yeah.
What? It's all right, come on, bro.
Yeah,
sorry, Paul, but not sorry.
It should be sickening.
Thank you, because you're about to make me richer. I'm going to find somebody that's dumb and wants to bet.
Hey, the positive part is I brought Capri Suns.
That is true.
It's always a party when you got Capri Suns.
Yeah, that's enough light on Paul George.
Yeah, let's leave him alone.
I'm skinny.
He's got enough. Now, we are going to get on somebody's head, though, that deserves it.
Let it go.
That deserves it.
Let it rip.
right now, we haven't even gotten to our mental state.
Okay, you're right. But, oh, over the past 3 hour discussions week, because I ain't saying how long it's been. I'm not the proudest of that.
That's neither here nor there. We're not talking about
the past.
That's not the point.
Shit, bro. Nigga just been fucking working. Oh, some more light. Damn, it's been trying, but like it's good now. Like we straight. I'll get at like
a hiccup, you know?
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, for sure. It's not even a hiccup. It's just new to me. You know, and I'm not necessarily comfortable in this. I don't know what to do in this instance. So I just gotta learn. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I learned a lot.
My nigga, congrats. Nigga, you got some wheels, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Got me a new whip.
You got some wheels, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother.
Backpacking. You know what I'm saying? Before summer.
It unlocks a new freedom.
Bro, that I had already, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sort of.
No, I did. Like, I had my own whip. Stop. We'll get to that later, bro. We'll get to that later.
Oh,
well, shit, nigga. Since we got time, I'm gonna tell you.
Go ahead, yeah. Fuck it. We here.
Had that motherfucker.
What we here for?
Started driving another motherfucker. Started driving a company car. Then Big Bill started driving a company car. Then I had to get rid of that. And then it was the middle of a pandemic, bro. Like, I'm not driving nowhere, bro. We are at home. I feel that, though. And wherever I need to go, I probably walk there. Or somebody will take me.
Because you got a difference. Like, yeah, your crib is a lot more accessible.
Yeah. It's, like, convenient for like, everything. But shit, that don't even matter no more. We back on the streets. Don't be looking for me either.
Curves. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that
skirt.
Paddle shifters on that bitch. Oh, yeah.
If you could get this lit.
Bro.
I fucking know.
Fucking rookies, man.
It's toasted, bro. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
I like that. I thought of the number, but I never said it. Like, I've been thought of it.
All right. Shit, it's been a long do our discussions week. It has, for sure. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
Shit. Man, we out of retrograde, you feel me? Mercury retrograde.
That's when a whole bunch of shit was supposed to be changing.
Fucking up. Shit was fucked up.
A lot of shit. A lot of fucked up shit did happen.
Technology and like, shit was weird, bro. A lot of change.
Your Wi-Fi was fucked up too.
Nigga, and my everything's fucked up. You feel me? My everything, bro. Everything is malfunctioning around me. We're fucking
frustrated in a way, huh?
Like iRobot. I'm gonna find the clip and put it into this part right here. Like, I don't know. I feel like everything just be fucking malfunctioning.
Because your shit keeps malfunctioning around me.
I feel like that was
a whole bunch of shit was fucking up.
That was everybody, so.
A whole bunch of little shit. Like, why am I even mad about this?
But, in this past, like, week and a half or two.
Or however long, Bryce.
Or durag discussions week. Yeah. I really felt like thinking big, fucking. Not wavered by shit. And just like, nigga, stress is not fucking. It's not fucking with me the same way it has. You feel me?
I feel that shit, bro.
And just making conscious decisions.
Can I speak on that?
Yeah.
Bro, I was talking to Jan, bro. I don't even remember what we was talking about. Some little shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, shit don't bother you, huh? I'm like, nah. What make you say that? She was like, it just don't look like it bothered you. And you just keep, like, moving. I'm like, well, shit. What am I supposed to do? I can't be thinking about this shit I can't do nothing about. I had to think about what to do because that happened.
Right. This is down. Cool. I need to go get something else up.
Exactly. Like, I have no time for that. I'm not giving it time.
That's a fact. I think you low-key teaching me that shit.
Oh. I feel like I'm teaching my fucking self.
And on another note, I ain't seen my nigga in so long. Because it also
was Father's Day. And there was no training that week. Did you train that week?
Nah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't think so.
Just, you know.
I know you would have told me if you would have had training.
So, nigga, I'm up. I'm at a, 9-2.
Ooh, give me that 2 times.
You feel me? So, hey, that's like 3 episodes in a row. I'm up. So
yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Bro, that's great.
I'm feeling light. That is
great.
I'm feeling light. So.
Yeah, really.
Let's speak on anxiety, bro.
Let's do it.
Have you experienced it?
Hell yeah.
Where was that?
My whole life.
Me too.
My whole fucking life.
But I'm saying, like, we don't need to, but we're gonna try and pinpoint, like, what specific places or situations.
Oh, I could tell you.
Let's go. We're gonna go here. Are we gonna line it up? Are we gonna line it up? So let's talk about the first place.
I'll tell you.
Where? Home, school.
I wasn't even thinking about at home.
Sport.
Because at home is probably way before I can even, like, think of, you know, just
think of specific spaces.
I was playing football.
Okay. Football. I feel that. Ooh. All right. Go ahead.
We ain't even got to no pads yet. And I think it's just like the feeling of being like in a totally different place, bro. Because when I went to that first like sign up, bro, I'm like, how am I supposed to play with all these? Bro, exactly. I'm like 14 pounds, bro. Like, as a kid, I was tiny, bro. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, I used to almost not make weight.
My nigga said, I know.
And that's when I experienced it, bro. It was like, I don't know if he's going to make weight. I'm like, damn, I can't play with my friends. Right. This is the weight. Like, we go get signed up, certified, so we'll be able to play that season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we walking in line. They was like, how much you weigh? I'm like, da-da-da. They was like, huh? They're like, that's not enough.
Did nobody tell you to lie?
Put rocks in my pocket. I used to, my mom was like, put rocks in your pocket. So you or else I would have had to play with kids under. And I was scared as fuck, bro. I didn't know what the fuck to do. Because I'm like, I'm walking up to the scale, bro. I ain't never stood on no scale. Like, in this setting, I'm scared as fuck.
Oh, fuck, bro.
All my homies stay straight, bro. All
right, come on. You good, yeah, Jeff?
Nah. That's the first one with football.
Yeah. Okay.
I got so many more with football. Football is scary.
With football, going into first hell week, bro, was the most terrifying thing, bro. Like, literally.
Oh, you started playing football when?
In high school, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
So, look, my first hell week is like, they telling me everything this shit. First of all, then the shit called hell week. I'm like, nigga, what?
Bro, think about a 9-year-old here in hell week. Nigga, we at hell week too. That's why I was scared to not play with my friends. We been through hell week and everything already together.
I'm like, nigga, this is crazy. I'm like, look, y'all little niggas, like, y'all doing this as little niggas, bro? Like, this is craziness, bro. This is crazy. I'm looking like, nigga, I was playing basketball, bro, baseball, nigga.
Thought you were straight. Smooth, baseball was chilling, shit.
Like, sliding this shit, getting back up, like, ain't no contact. Like, not running for shit. Basketball, I'm just faster than everybody, so I'm already winning with all conditioning. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing to me. Mm-hmm. But football.
That's man. Fun.
Mm-hmm. I was terrified, bro.
Football will tell you who you really are.
The 2-a-days, bro, I'm like, yeah. We got 2 practices.
Yeah.
Every day was terrifying. You wake up and you're like, okay, the first day, you're like, oof. And then they tell you, oh, this is the warm-up day. The next day going to be the real day. Nigga, what? Time out.
Hold on. What was this? What?
What are you talking about?
Like, I can't breathe. What are you talking about?
Come back, hit that real day. You're like, oh, yeah, nigga, these niggas ain't playing, bro. But then each day still get harder.
Yeah. Just because you get more tired.
Each day, you sitting there every night, you go straight to bed. Because you don't have time to think about it.
Nope.
But you wake up and you like, oh, what are these niggas going to have me doing today? Like,
I got practice right now, nigga.
What? And I got 2 of them. My body has to shut down by the second one. There's no way I'm going to make it through this shit. Even in college, I felt that way. Like, that first one, because we had to live in dorms, nigga. We had to live in dorms and eat their food. Nigga, what? Be up at 5 a.m. We out all day.
In Colorado?
Yes, bro. We out all day from 5 a.m. to fucking... We get back probably at 8. And then they like lights out at 9:30, nigga. Where the fuck are we, bro? I'm like, where these niggas... Where did my parents send me?
Yeah.
Where did my parents send me?
Like, how did this they find out legal. About this place? You know,
like, I'm in the mountains. Where am I going to run?
If I wanted to go, I couldn't.
Oh my God.
Probably die before I get there.
And I'm like, bro, this is absolutely ridiculous. And it was it 2 cold weeks. At the top? It was 2 weeks summer? Straight. It was, yeah, right before summer. It was right at the end of summer. So like, we were about to start. It was fall camp.
What was the temperatures?
70s, 80s.
Oh, okay. That's
but like, night is cold for me because I'm like, I just moved out here. So I'm like, nigga, it's actually getting chilly. Like, man, that wind.
Oh, yeah. And you in the mountains of Colorado. This ain't nothing.
Yeah, this ain't nothing, bro. We'll be happy about 50 degree weather with the sun out. Thank you.
50?
Thank you. Ooh, it's warm today. Niggas wearing flip-flops. Knock it off.
That's sorry. If it's 50, I'm bundled, bro.
Bundled
up.
Hoodie.
Sweats.
The North Face are over it.
Got my Nike puffers on.
I came back, I would be laughing at niggas. But my body done readjusted back to this. So I'd be cold now. So I can't say shit.
Nope. You got to adjust. It's about you, like where you are, bro.
Atlanta real, nigga. 41-45. Hanging in that motherfucker.
First half don't mean shit.
Nigga, they stopped the scoring.
Except it's stat padded, bro. See how many fouls you could get. Second half, we're going to let you know.
I knew he was going to put that
shit. And break it. Second half, he can make all those.
Thanks. Chris Middleton needs to step up. That's neither here nor there. Where we at? But yeah, anxiety. Football is one.
Definitely.
Next, let's talk about school.
I was literally about to say the classroom. Yeah.
And then that one's going to lead to a segue. And I know exactly, I think you know where it might go, but I know where it's going to go.
We're going to find out.
School.
When I had to read out loud, is when I could consciously remember. You know what I'm saying? Off the top.
Yeah.
When I really was struggling on that shit, I'm like, I'm not reading.
Forget about it.
Do you want to read? No. Okay, we'll move on. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Some days would be like, you got to read. I'm like, nah. I don't want to.
Damn. Yeah.
That shit gives me fucking anxiety, or gave me anxiety. I'm fine with it now. Yeah. I like to read to people. Like,
all right. But now, but then. Like,
yeah.
I know, I feel that. I'm trying to Dang, please fuck me up. Bro, people would just always be around me. Like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't really, like, not that I was, like, always popular, but, like, it was just, I was always cool with everybody. But my anxiety was when somebody wasn't fucking with me.
Why the fuck is the window open?
Anyway, but now when
it's turning off, that's why
I'd be in school and like somebody didn't fuck with me, or not even that. Like if I got in a fight with somebody, or I was always in trouble, nigga. So I was really anxious about that all the damn time. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, who gonna catch me next? Cause it's always so. But then, like, when people didn't fuck with me, I'm thinking, like, oh, yeah, they gonna snitch. Or, like, damn, I got enemies. And they gonna go to my enemies.
And they gonna fuck me up together.
So that's why I really would always be like, even if I didn't fuck with somebody, I'd even try and just give them that, like, yeah, what's up, my nigga? And just keep moving and duck on me, you know what I'm saying? But, nigga, that's what got me. And what I thought the segue was going to go, women.
That's where my brain went next. I was finna say, I used to get hella nervous around girls. Girls that I thought were pretty. Not even if like I liked them or not.
My number one social anxiety is,
bro.
Without a doubt.
When I was a kid, bro, what? Getting fucking rejected.
I couldn't even talk to her, bro. The thought of just like, I gotta go and speak and talk to her, like, start talking. What? My heart be pumping.
Bro, for sure.
Oh my fuck. What the fuck?
For sure not. Even still, to this day, my heart is still be pumping. Give me some heat and I'm trying to like approach.
Now, like, I practiced it, bro, because I was like, nigga, I can't. Because I loved girls. Like, I loved girls, bro.
You going to get caught off guard. Your heart going to start pumping, nigga.
I know, but, nigga, I'm going to go, though, nigga.
Oh, no, for sure. It's going to be we grown as fuck now. It's different. My heart just going to have to be pumping, nigga. Fuck.
I trained myself.
Yeah, nigga, for sure.
Going in, like, high school towards the end. I was like, bro, I can't keep living like this. Like, this shit fucking with my brain, nigga.
Fuck,
bro. And I start getting fucked up, I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm nice, nigga. Nigga, what? Nigga, shit took a bad turn. Shit went downhill. Everything I thought was wrong.
But you got to, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Because there's motherfuckers that think that's right.
Facts.
Grown as fuck. You feel what I'm saying?
You not lying. Oh, he's so real.
And that shit is not cool.
At all.
Like, there's no way.
Niggas is clowns.
Oh, no. Fuck. Is that the name of the app?
Niggas is clowns. I love it. Hey, that's it.
Oh, I love it. Fuck.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, here we go. I got a title, dot, dot.
Yep.
Niggas is clowns. Is sketched. All right. Now, with women, let's say now that we can speak to them, what else do we feel that anxiety?
Shit, man.
I be feeling anxiety where it's like, fuck, what am I doing wrong? Or like, I did, I'll say.
That you give
wrong anymore. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, not that I don't give a fuck, but it's just
no,
like,
but you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. You know? but I'm just like, what is that? Like, for you, for me, it's like, okay, where was it like that I went wrong with this or that? Or how did I do this, or did I do too much of this, or did I not do enough of this, or that type of shit.
I definitely
that fucked me up when I was all, well, like as I'm getting older.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? I definitely could feel what you you're with that. But yeah. Like for me, oh snap, look what kind of shoes you got on.
Yeah, the PGs. Hey, spoken me into existence again.
Oh man.
Shout out PG, he gonna come back. He gonna do what he gotta do.
What's up, Dad? What's up? Recording right now.
You wanna send us up? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I was going on since you did do it. You're already back here. I was gonna mess this down. No, you're cool. I can wait. I don't mean nobody saying that.
Oh, he's just waiting. How you feeling? Hey, what's your mental state? From 1 to 10.
I got here at 5.
My mental state.
And he made me here.
Always at 10.
Mental state's always at 10.
How are you gonna tell me where I see myself? That's just like saying you can't always feel good.
You can't.
You can.
It's balance in this life. Like you don't. Everything don't always feel good.
But I could always be at a 10 on every scale of my life the way I see it.
I feel what you're saying too, because in your head,
right?
It's that's what it is. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Damn, it's 3 of them now.
3 more.
They came deep.
And they
one of them trying to get it. Yeah, they chasing her. Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
They moving.
She's
trying to walk off. Shit.
As I was saying, for me, it's more of like, what are they thinking about me right now?
Bro, you're good, bro. The morning dubs are not coming for you, bro.
Oh, no, I was back here, but one of my fuckers tried, bro. It was right here, bro. Tried to attack me. I swear, bro. I went and got my strap, and then I was finna shoot it. I swear, bro. On everything I love, bro. I am traumatized by that sound, bro.
I almost pushed the table into me, bro.
I'm so traumatized by that, bro. Oh, like shit, I can't even hold you, bro.
Ooh.
I really almost killed one of them things, bro. Now I'm a stalling because it's a bird.
I'm gonna let you live. I'm gonna let you breathe today.
Yeah, if we was in the woods, he would have been dinner, straight dinner.
Did he see it though? Did you pull it out,
bro? He was
yanking
at his head, bro.
he saw you.
It went back and landed right on that white gate. I walked right over here, bro. Had it just like this, like, and I was on the phone with the fucking CarMax people, so I couldn't even tell him out loud what I wanted to tell him. The people on the phone was like, "Hello, are you still there?"
He at your head,
bro. What? I'm so traumatized by that sound. If you couldn't tell,
bro, they supposed to be peace, bro.
Far from it down here.
They supposed to be friendship.
Mm-mm.
You supposed to be friends with the morning dog.
Fuck the morning dog.
It's because you got that energy.
Yeah, I
do. They're like, yeah, all right.
No.
Fuck all right, nigga. Bro. You do be saying fuck birds a lot, nigga. They saw recordings before.
Fuck them. You heard what I said. Fuck them.
Oh, shit.
You need to start recording more at this time, bro. I like this
shit. No, what were you saying?
This is a fire vibe.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
But just thinking of, like, what are they thinking about me right now? When I'm talking to them, like, face-to-face. I don't give a fuck about text.
Right.
That's a whole different type of anxiety, bro. But, like, face-to-face, it's like, damn, am I saying stupid shit to them? Dude, it sounds stupid, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit makes sense in my head. Before it come out of my mouth.
And it just come out.
Or it
like,
don't.
Oh, hold on. It's like, damn.
Well, fuck it.
Don't ever read back on all conversations.
Like, my shit get deleted.
This shit is sick.
My shit gets deleted, bro.
You be like, damn, this the nigga I am?
What the nigga I was?
What a nigga on what?
Yeah, I had to stop doing that, bro. Because then I start judging myself.
It'd be but funny then, for me because I didn't drop situations like that. So it's like, nigga, fuck it. What was I talking about?
Bro? Yeah.
You know, look at that like, shit. And then know what I was doing? Like, oh, fuck.
Well, it is what it is.
Terrible. Bad word.
It's halftime.
Damn, already? Milwaukee up 59-54. It's kind of been the same.
That shit gonna change.
Damn, bro. I really wanted to see the Nets, bro.
That's just, that would have been a better matchup.
Yeah.
But this is also cool, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we'll take it.
Props and ops.
All right. Props and ops for this week. We're going to start good since we all on high notes, you know what I'm saying? Who's the prop for this week?
Us, my nigga. We the fucking props.
Two men, black men, young black men, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
Some would say businessmen.
I would say business.
Say, business. We would say business.
Yeah. So businessmen. So much shit. More.
Man by the name of Tevin Salem. Another man.
Tevin Charles Salem.
Tevin Charles Salem. I'm sorry.
Mr. Bryce Amir Harvey.
Thank you. Thank
you can bleep that out if you want these niggas to know your middle name.
Hey, fuck you. but, I mean, not fuck y'all. But. but shit. We went 19 weeks in a row without breaking schedule.
Yeah.
Breaking schedule a little bit, but making it up yeah. always.
Yeah. So we balanced
in
out.
In extra episodes and sometimes making it up with one episode. But, you know, the do-rag discussions week never reached more than like 12 days. I think or more than 11.
11.
So... That was a long hey, pat on the back, you know what I'm saying, my brother.
Yeah.
Let's get a two.
That's four. That's two twos.
Four times.
Four times. Let's start that over. Give me two times.
You feel me? So, shit. Hey, love you, dog. Love you appreciate too, you. Morning doves in the air. Flying like they just don't care.
I don't fucking care.
And Tevin don't give a fuck about
blasting. Birds.
Wow. No.
I don't give a fuck about them when they come. We back to this.
Fuck, man.
Well, fuck him.
Get his ass. Swoop in. That's why I'm not going to look up when they come for you next time.
You with me. They coming for us.
Hey, they go. They not going to mess
bro,
with me.
Bro, I'm telling you.
I'll be scraped. But. the op for this week is Ben Simmons of the 76ers, who will not be a 76er for long. If you're asking me, the man.
I got his stats right here.
Bet. Go ahead, spit them.
The series. Game one, he has 17.
Okay.
4-10. That's not a bad game.
Right.
Game two.
We need consistency, though.
Game two. He had 4, 3, and 7.
What in the fuck? Wait.
4 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists.
Oh, gotcha.
Game three. He had 18, 4, and 7.
What in the fuck is up with this dude? Nigga taking naps?
Game four. He had 11. 12-9. That's a solid stat. That's okay. Almost a triple-double. I'll take that. That is a solid stat.
That's productive.
Yes. Game 5. 8-4-9. Game 6. 6-9-5. Game 7. The most important one. The reason he's the op
let me hear
this week.
Let me hear
5 points.
Five.
8 rebounds, 13 assists.
Where do we start? I'm just looking at the trees, bro.
It's still almost a double-double, but he had 5 points. Like, my nigga, you got to score. You can score. Yeah. You need to score.
You're fucking bigger than everyone who guards you. You have to score.
You have to score.
Even if it means just going downhill like fucking Giannis every time. Like, you got to score.
You got to score.
You're way too big. And then some shit
way
comes
too
out.
Effective. Like, you're way too talented, my nigga. Right. Like, that's why you the op, because you're way too good to be putting the 5 points, bro.
Exactly.
I expect more out of you.
Exactly.
He also
don't put everything on Embiid. Don't put anything on shit. Nope. Seth Curry, who really was carrying your load.
Yeah. For real. And there's more, but.
But then there's the fact that Stephen A. Smith, I take him as a credible source. Do you? The way you're looking at me, you don't.
He can't be credible all the time, bro.
Not
I fuck with Stephen A, though.
When it's not opinionated.
Yeah, exactly. When he gets into like his opinion.
So he said he got a text. Did you hear this?
No.
Ooh, I love it. All right, so he said he got a text from... fucking letting him pull it up. Actually, I got to read the text. I got to. ESPN, where are you? Blah, da, da, blah, da, da, da. Okay, so first thing is, apparently, so this could be true, could not be true, which kind of throws Stephen A. under the bus, I think Ted was talking about, of like, he could be credible, but not on time.
Mm-hmm.
He lives with his family. Meaning, like, his extent, I think, like, everyone, like, his mom's, everybody, and he's continually babied.
Who, Stephen A?
No, Ben Simmons.
Oh, shit. Wait, okay.
Lives with his family and continually babied.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a text from someone who Smith says very, very close to a situation in Philadelphia. Also, yeah, who the fuck could that be? Fucking janitor? Like, says he doesn't work, he doesn't listen, and everyone around him is family, and he's constantly babied. So, that being said, I mean, for that to even float around, I feel like you gotta be in control of your shit as a grown man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Especially when you're at that stage, bro.
Yeah.
And when I see Ben Simmons, I see like not lazy, but like nonchalant, you know, chill.
He kind of does play like that. Yeah, he's not like a
high energy player.
Like at all. Like, KD has more energy than him on the court.
Shaq said he would have knocked Simmons out if they were teammates.
What?
On national television.
We're having 5 points?
Shoot.
Yeah. We ops. We would have had to fight, too.
Oh, me.
He the op. We got to fight, bro.
Yeah. And he's missing free throws, more importantly. He should be getting to the line. Yeah, like a lot. Like,
how many free throws did he miss?
Not sure. But they're saying they need to get him to the line more.
Mm.
And he should be knocking it down, but they're not trying to get him to the line because.
I think it's 6'10.
You see this nigga in open runs, fucking on in high school basketball courts and shit, going nuts, shooting from three. Nigga crossing niggas up, nigga step back.
Oh, he's 6'11", and he's a fucking point guard.
Right.
You cannot score 5 points, Maji.
You can't. You're shooting over everyone. There's no such thing as a contest.
go dunk, my nigga.
Oh, you're going against Trae Young, like fucking Eric Bledsoe, like Chris Paul, like bro, you have to score. Yeah. By any means necessary, you have to score. Even if you have to go in and dunk every time, two-handed.
You could get four dunks in the game, Ben Simmons. That's 8 points. Right there. You can get five. There's your triple double. If you have
at least good, average fucking not even 10, 12. You can do 12. That's six shots. Inside.
Okay. Well, I didn't know this, but this nigga Australian.
Yeah.
That's why.
We gonna stop right there.
Yep.
Alright, next thing we got. When does our masculinity stand in the way of the way we're feeling or our decision making?
I got an easy one. When it's time to cry.
That's the number one on the list. If we playing Jeopardy, that's right there. Like
ding, 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 Family ding, Feud, ding, nigga. Number one. For real. When it's time to cry.
For me. That's a fact.
No matter how much we know about how bad it is for us not to.
We just can't. Like it feels physically like we can't.
Yeah. Shit.
That's how it feels.
Shit feel weird.
How we found a way to deal with that?
What?
In terms of just crying.
Fuck no. Yes, but no.
Yeah. It's still hard for me to cry in front of people.
It's hard for me to just cry. Period.
You don't get past that.
I know.
Cause you for sure can. The nigga been crying, boy. And that motherfucker out. I'm not saying it feel great, but
you feel great after.
Lighter. Yeah.
For sure feel great after, bro.
With me. But also a lot of shit behind me.
Hell yeah.
Retrograde. Iterate.
Oh, in life, nigga.
Just period.
Yeah. And Gatorade, Powerade, all that.
Powerade, Gatorade, vitamin water.
Shit. Oh, no, we can't be name dropping. I was going to say San Pellegrino.
Yeah, I just got shouts. It's all good.
They played some big parts in our life, so they're alright.
Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Shit. When I'm spending money. When I'm, like, once I got to the point I am now.
What like, you mean? You gotta elaborate on that one for me.
Like just being intentional with my funds. You know. Like, really caring about where my money goes.
Right.
I'm not just out here swiping
for some change. Swiping. And like,
yeah,
for like all the nice and shit. No, like
I like nice shit. I got nice shit. Yeah,
but you don't need it.
But I get it into
like, your budget.
Yeah.
I just mean like everything you put it into.
But
you
know what I'm saying? It's like. So much more that people think, like, I should have, but I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah. The car.
There's so much things that I think, like, damn, I should have, but it's like.
You just talking about that with the car.
Yeah. It's like, but I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that right now.
That's a fact.
You know? And just being stubborn in that way, you know, mm-hmm. That's a good way to be stubborn. This is healthy, bro. Thank you. I ain't never been asked that question.
See, my masculinity stands in the way of asking for help.
Ooh.
And speaking about my problems.
Ooh.
Or has in the past.
Nah.
More than now. For sure.
Nah, for me. Yes, for you. It's the truth. Not for me, it's because asking for help is kind of hard for me to do. I'm going to just figure this shit out.
Yeah.
And I got a problem.
But nah, it's about that too. Hard for me to ask
I got
for
a help. Problem.
But I can speak about my shit a little easier now.
I could talk about it after it's done. After I figure it out.
Nah, bro, you gotta talk about it while it's fucking with you. Cause then you might catch some whole gem, jewel, whatever.
Oh, in that sense, that's different. I'm thinking of money still. That's what my brain is right now.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
Cause niggas just been working, bro. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money. See, bro?
Nah, just in general.
You know but in general, shit like that too, for real, I can't even cap. Like, it'll just drop on me though.
Yeah. That's true. I feel that.
It just drop on me. Like, I don't go, like, I don't ask, like, fuck, what am I supposed to do in this situation? Or if I'm feeling like this, what, like, why, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? Mm-hmm. Just try to figure it out. Because I'm going to be living with me more than everybody else going to be living with me.
Facts. I always say that shit. At the end of every day, I'm going to have to look in the bathroom, in the mirror, at myself. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to be in there but me, nigga. What am I going to, am I going to feel good about that or am I going to feel bad about it? I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I feel good about it.
I really dropped out of
great, matter of fact,
college because I didn't ask for help. Straight up. Like, it got too hard for me because I didn't ask for help. And I didn't ask for help. Like, I had accessibility to all the help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't ask, bro. Just felt weird.
You feel like, shit, you was at Arcadia for, right?
Yeah. And they was, I mean, the help, whatever help was already given to me.
Yeah, it was there.
I feel that. Colleges, you like, all right, I could go get this tutor or I could try to just do it myself.
Right. For real. And they don't give a fuck if you show up. That's just a shock, bro. And I was blessed just because I had the football team. So it was like, nigga, they like, bro, you ain't been going to class. I'm like, nigga, how you know?
Hey, what you talking about? I'm out here by myself. Don't check me.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck? My homework is in.
Yeah, don't check me.
They're like, nah. The teacher emailed dude. It's like, oh, fuck, all right. So I had to, like, I got kept getting caught and just being like, well, nigga, you gotta go back. Like, and it was just like, bro, I'm not going back. Like, all respect to Pasadena and the city. I love my hometown, but I was like, I can't go back, bro. I was like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
Everything in me said, I can't. I even texted my head coach. I was like, when I had fucked up the deepest, I'm like, nigga, coach, bro, I can't go back home. Mm-mm. You don't understand. I can't go back home.
Like,
I can't do it. So, no, I feel you.
Coaches would really be having you, too. It's a crazy thing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking stranger. Got your best interest, right?
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy, bro.
Shout out Coach Baines. You know, Coach Baines. But, shit. Where else? Fuck. He's a deep one, huh?
Yeah, bro.
Every way, shit. How do you feel when you need to improve in terms of just our masculinity? And
I feel like we just gotta stop thinking this shit as it being masculine, not taking nothing from us being men, you know what I'm saying?
We fuck up being a man and being masculine. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Masculine.
Yeah.
Being masculine is like, shit, it's just being you.
It's like your period. Gestures and shit.
Exactly. That's it, bro. Like, that's
masculinity, that's goes it. Into like gestures.
Now, shit, we talk speech. About being a man.
It's way different.
There's a lot of masculine-looking boys running around this motherfucker. You feel me? But then there's a lot of men. Take care of business.
Yep.
Respect people.
Yep.
Get respected. Are loyal. You know what I'm saying? All yep. that thing. So,
There was something that fucking, that's crazy that we here at this spot. It was something about being a man, because I was having a conversation this past week. Ooh, so it's like, we got a whole being a man. Like when we call someone a man, they really, you got to really be confident that, okay, this is a man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that go into being a man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So be careful where you throw that shit and who you give that power to.
That's right.
Really. Sucks. And just saying, like, and with that being said, just because you fuck up, you still a man. You actually fuck up because you're a man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just men.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, yeah. That's the only way we gonna learn. Real shit is that, like, we, how you gonna bounce back from that shit? Like, little boy gonna go home and cry in the corner.
Facts.
Man gonna bust out and shit. What you say earlier today? We was talking about something, and he was like, "Oh, you said somebody had told you shit don't really fuck with you, huh?"
Oh yeah.
What'd you say about that shit? You said something about the next day. Oh, you was like, you just got your chin up and just went to the next day?
Oh, yeah, I just gotta, I got shit to do.
Right.
Like, I can't get at no time. You know, I can't do nothing about that shit. That's what you was asking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't do nothing about it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Gotta keep moving. Stress. Stress is stress.
Stress is really real.
Obstacles.
Stress is real. Wherever you put that shit in your life, it's really going to affect that shit.
Don't ever discredit it and really... Shit, every piece of stress that comes your way, handle it with care.
Yeah.
Don't just shove it aside or, you know what I'm saying? Like, handle it with care. Yeah. That shit will build the fuck up.
Yeah.
And shit, when you don't want to fight the most, don't want to cry the most, nigga, don't want to speak the most, nigga, this shit gonna come out. This shit gonna come out. So, and then that's at the point where you ain't gonna be able to control that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's always up, nigga. Shit, it's up in the air.
What's next? Well.
We gonna see what happens here.
Yo.
But that's even perfect too, because writing the notes, I got. I was thinking, for me, what I'm trying to learn is when it's appropriate to speak with my mind, and when it's appropriate to speak with my heart.
Mm.
And it's the part that I looked at you and I said, we don't need the book today. So, yeah, for me, it's just been shit. In terms of, like, the people I'm around, whether it be an acquaintance, a fucking passerby, a fucking relationship, a friend, anyone close to me, like, I feel like it's been hard for me to decipher in points where it's like, all right, you need to speak from your mind right now. Like, mm-hmm. But
say what your mind is telling you,
but
because you know,
exactly right. That's what I've always been. That's me, right? Like, I'm gonna speak my mind, I'm gonna just say. But sometimes what goes in your mind is what also is up there. So I'll put it like this. What also is up there in the mind, insecurities, fucking shit, dark ass thoughts.
The whole
sometimes.
Nine. The whole
know
nine.
What I'm saying? Like just a whole bunch of just mad, just bad shit along with some good shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the intention is always to be good. It's always, you know, this is the right thing to do. But it don't always come out that way. You know what I'm saying? So when I just speak through my mind, I've learned that me speaking with, you know, speak on my mind don't always, you know, hit the right way with most people. You know me?
Yeah.
So.
When I get to the point... If I'm gonna let you know, well, I'm always at the point I'm gonna let you know what the fuck I'm thinking.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. We both there. Like,
yeah,
we both there. You feel me? But I think But no, I'll say, then it comes to the point of like, all right, where I speak out, speak from my heart, it's like, damn, then I start getting, that's when I feel like I get hurt. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? And that's still my mind speaking. But then it's also a reality. You know what I'm saying? When you let your business out, when you say how you feel sometimes, some people will take advantage of that. So it's just knowing where I speak from my mind and knowing where I speak from my heart. You feel me? Knowing the different places and the different deciphering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause me, I'm gonna just speak, nigga.
They would to tell them.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely feel you. Well, I feel like I know how to do it. We know how to do it. No, yeah. We know how to do it. I do it with my mom. I'm not gonna let my mom know what I'm thinking. I'm gonna tell her what my heart is telling me to tell her. No matter what she do to me, no matter what she tell me to do, no matter how I'm feeling at the time. Yep, I'm gonna do it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm saying my mind is telling me, you know what?
But what about you, with your pops?
Same thing.
See, same, for me,
same thing.
I've gotten into this space of like, because me and my pops were always, you know, athlete and coach, or athlete and something, you know what I'm saying? And then now we're business partners, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So it's always like, it's always business. You feel me? So when I speak with my dad, it's a lot more. I'm not even going to fucking cap, nigga. It's a lot more from the mind.
Yeah.
It's reactive. You know what I'm saying? It's impulsive most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, my mom, it's all, you know.
Same shit.
Yeah, of course. It's all love. It's from the heart.
Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck that is, bro. But the more that I think about it, I do it more, like, with my pops.
Right?
Yeah. But like, I'm very it's respectful. Very, very respectful, but I think it is a man-on-man thing. Because pops was talking the other day, it was Father's Day. You know, you're talking. You're like, I don't know why. But, like, it's always been like this. Like, Father's Day and Mother's Day is, like, two different type right. of events. Mm-hmm. Like, you go... You can go decorate whole damn driveway, house, and everything for the moms. But then, here you go, pops. But it's like, it's been that. Yeah. It's always going to be that.
But I don't also, know
what
the pops.
It's just pops different. It's shown in different ways.
Receiving that, though. Pops don't always accept that either, though. But shown, is it because of the norm?
I mean, I feel like what people have made the norm, in quotes, to be. Because it's definitely coming from a different space. Like, I appreciate you on this day, so I'm going to do for you.
Right.
It just looks very different. I'm not about to go get you no motherfucking flowers and shit, Dad. I'm not.
If you want them, I mean.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
I'll pay.
Not hear that.
Okay. And here you go. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Right around there. Last week. Last Sunday.
Yeah, we coming to the end, man. Okay?
Yeah.
Because right guess where we'll be in just a few.
Yeah, just a few hours here. And you know us.
Right back here.
We'll always be here for the makeup. Mm-hmm. Don't you ever get it twisted. Nope. So honestly, we still going with the streak because we make the rules.
High key. We used to do our discussions week, so we always on track. Like I said before, we always on time.
That's all I'm thinking to you, my nigga.
We always on time. That's all I'm
thinking to you, my nigga. So honestly, this is week 20.
In a row.
In a row.
In our, you know. Not
different row.
And then do our discussions, though, nigga. Woo.
What two niggas you know go pull up. Not at the same time every time. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But they are going to pull up again.
Yeah, you're going to pull up.
We're going to pull up when you don't expect us. What two niggas you know pull up when you don't expect us. But when you need us the most.
Sound like a...
And Bryce.
You know what we sound like?
Huh.
For the black community? A weed man that smoke.
Man, I know I caught this dude, man. I'm finna go call somebody else.
Nigga, bam. Asleep.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What
bro,
you
I'm
mean?
Back.
What you mean? I'm here. What's happening?
He's like, bro, I'm
what
just
you got
finna
the phone
leave.
Out for? Nigga, put that away.
Yeah,
I'm
put
here.
That away. You don't need that, nigga. You got a scale on that, motherfucker.
Oh,
man. Yeah, here you go, bro.
Shit, we here. Lifestyle tip, advice. Shout out to anyone. Positive affirmation. Challenge for the viewers. Anything. You got one yet? Because I wrote mine down like Tuesday.
Go ahead, Tuesday.
Let me get y'all a little story and then I'm going to go in and tell y'all. What my challenge is. All right, so. I was out in fucking, I'm not going to tell you on the spot. I'll be on the spot. Right? it's a view. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting, and I was actually listening to music, chilling, you know, kicking it. I'd just be trying to get out by myself and just feel the breeze, hear the birds, all that. Like, mm-hmm. this, all that. Just mm-hmm. try to get outside. Because it just made me feel a little better.
Yeah. Facts.
But I was sitting there and I was listening to music. I had my AirPods in. And then I was like, you know what, nigga? Take the music off. Like, you just need to not hear nothing for a minute. Like, took the music off. And I was actually fucking with the song that I was listening to, which was like, you know, it's all good. Like, it'll be straight.
Yeah.
It's a discipline,
song.
Nigga. Discipline.
It's a song.
And when I took my AirPods out, I started listening. I heard 9 different types of birds singing and just trying to decipher. So I'm like, okay, there's 2, there's 3, there's 4. And then it started getting harder, you feel me? So then it's like, okay, man, hold on. It's like 5, okay, 6, 7, 8. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Travis.
No, okay, that's 9. No, I got stuck right at 9. But man, that shit was cool as fuck to me, just to sit there and do that. And mm-hmm. it was like a challenge in itself. And like really challenging like my ears.
Hmm. Your senses.
Yeah, you feel me? Like the tones and like hearing the different, you know, patterns of them and thinking like, okay, was that one bird or was that 2 different birds? Like, so yeah. I would encourage everyone, I would challenge everyone to just sit and listen and count how many birds you hear, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you gotta do.
It's a good ass place to do it too.
Yeah, bro. So do that. Or even just like count how many different type of bugs you could see. Like, man, I don't know.
Explore nature is what you're
right.
telling them.
Exactly. Explore nature. I ain't gonna say as far as explore nature, nigga, because I ain't explore no nature.
Oh, right? Nature in the sense of something small like that.
Yeah, you know, something so. Small, bro, because, yeah, nigga, I ain't gonna tell y'all to go out. Don't, when y'all get caught out in the fucking mountains and the helicopter got
yeah,
come
don't,
get
don't
you.
Come back to
don't
here.
Don't be talking about no, oh, Durag Discussions told me.
No, the fuck we didn't.
Nigga, shit, nigga, I don't even go that far out there, so who the fuck told you?
Nobody
and
on this side of the fence.
Don't play with the wilderness. That's where they live. And by that, I mean animals.
An animal, I'd be like, you know, get
like,
along.
When they come and fuck with me, like, we're going to have a problem. But I don't go and fuck with them.
Man, fuck that. When they come, I go.
Ain't even no fighting. They are built for this.
You got it.
They are built for this. So what's your tip?
Tip and what else?
Tip, advice, shout out to anyone, positive affirmation, challenge for viewers, anything.
Challenge. Let's do a challenge. I didn't know challenge yet.
Yeah.
2 challenges this week. I challenge you. This is a challenge for me too, because it just came up.
Mm-hmm.
To go back into one of your interests and explore it. You know, something that you didn't really have time for, or you just fell out of interest. Right. You know, go explore that shit and see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that shit too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Interest? Okay. Why you're saying that, for whatever reason, bowling was going into my head.
Come. We could go tonight, nigga.
I mean, so witty.
We could go right now after this. Nigga, what? Say that. I'll drive.
I'm with it. Hey!
All right. So, now we're going to wrap it up. Get into a mental state for the past 24.
Tuesday.
My mental state today is smooth. It's up. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like I've been thinking, bro. This is a statement I think I need to make out loud. I'd rather make it out here.
Go ahead.
I've been thinking too small, nigga. I gotta think revolutionary.
Definitely, I like that.
And deflect anything that's not that thought around me.
Yeah.
Anybody that's like, I don't know. Nah, see, fuck. You hit the with the shrug, I can't fuck with you.
Yep.
Only know one minute.
No doubt.
What your thought was.
Yep. No doubt. I feel that.
You feel me?
Yep.
And if I feel a good way about it, then go.
Yep.
Just go. Stop hitting the brakes, bro.
Because
every day going to keep going.
Whether you wanted to or not.
Trav, you got to give us a mental state, bro. You got to give us a mental state for the past 24 hours.
What am I, right here out of 10 or something?
Yep. Yeah, 0 being the worst, 10 being the best.
You act like you never been here before.
Hey, it's a new season, y'all.
I don't know what the scale is.
I'll set the 9.
Yeah.
Oh, you said plus 24 hours? Like 9.
Man, I like that. So I'm damn, I didn't even give a number. Shit.
Nah, I didn't either.
I went off and went into a whole different tangent and shit. I'm at a 9 too. You got an average of a 9. Where you putting this at?
Should I be D-Wade?
To be honest, you usually are. When everybody else is high, to be like,
7 points. Oh, what you got time to drink, but you don't got time to go to action?
No, I can go bowling.
You could come.
Why do I go to the bowling alley and torture myself? Stop.
We could eat.
Answer the question.
Oh yeah. Past 24.
They coming for you, Tom.
9. It was good as fuck.
3 9s, baby.
I see my grandpa.
3 9s, baby. See grandpops?
Yeah.
Me too, bro. Actually.
My 93-year-old grandpa.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's still lit.
I see my grandpa. You seen your grandpa.
Morning, too. I had a good talk
with him. I took
a few good talks with him. I seen him like 3 times this week, matter of fact. So, yeah. Shout out to grandpa.
Yeah.
Grandpas. And fathers. All that.
Yeah, they already got this.
They already got that. Seems easy for me. All right, shit. We out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, we out. Shit.
Bye, nigga.
We'll be back. Eventually.
This is the Durag Discussion.